Z103.com, time for episode number 34 of The Basics of Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, here it is.
Well, once again, he can't get rid of me. I keep coming back, so I'm glad we've had some fun together and continue to do that. Thank you for your hospitality here at the studio.
Anytime.
Today, I'm privileged to welcome Rick Amiva from Smiley Face Media. Rick and his wife, Lori, have brought a business model and, frankly, energy to our community that we are so proud of. And Rick, I want to start with just kind of a bio sort of thing, because I don't understand this, and this is your industry, right? Okay, IMDB, the website. Yeah. What's the acronym and what's it mean?
So IMDb is essentially a place where you can go and see the credits of Hollywood. It doesn't necessarily have the credits for commercial, which is kind of unfortunate because a lot of people do get really big in commercials as well. But it's more focused on TV and movies.
Okay. Well, it's an honor to have someone in the studios at Z103.com who is known on that, who has listings on that website, both Rick and Lori, his wife. And in Rick's case, it's what, Chips? You were the movie producer?
I worked with Chips. Okay. I worked under Phil Eisler. He was the main composer for that movie. So I worked on specifically the sound design, music.
Okay.
So it, in the industry, it's called music programming. And I also worked as a technical score engineer, which meant I worked in the booth with I assisted with the orchestra on taking notes and, you know, taking takes on each of these levels.
And you did similar work with a movie called To the Bone, is that right?
To the Bone, correct.
And Exit Strategy.
Exit Strategy, and also I worked on Empire, which is a pretty popular TV show. I was assistant composer on that one. So I assisted the composer for whatever needs he wanted. But yeah, I mean, I wore a lot of hats in the whole realm, and this was I was very fortunate to kind of have that experience and see how the whole entire thing plays out on that level. That was probably the most beneficial.
And I have to ask, is that how you met Lori?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
because Lori, I mean, her listings here are pretty good too. It's like Welcome to the Party, Youthful Days, Breakfast for Dinner.
I mean, yeah, and those were her essentially YouTube accolades. She actually did a much better in commercial, and that's why I brought the notion of, IMDb does not give credit to the commercial industry, right? She worked for independent media, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest commercial ad agency in the world. Wow. So she worked on a lot of Super Bowl commercials. She shared desks with the top famous people in the world. She worked mostly on the pre-production side of things under Suzanne Preisler, which she's notorious for being the top, right? I think they even, like, made a movie about her. What was that movie? The Devil in a Red Dress or something? Or Devil in a... I forgot the name of the movie, but yeah, it was.
Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada. That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for finishing that.
Yeah.
No, but that apparently that character was based off of Suzanne Preisler.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So she did some major things as well.
So most of our listening audience is from the Huntington County area, but a lot of our listening audience is from around the world, frankly. So at least for our local listeners, they'll know Lori's family, the Plasterer family, and the Goldenberg family that started Huntington Laboratories. But tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get in the industry in the first place? Where's home? And welcome to Huntington, and welcome to Z103.
Absolutely, and I'm so excited to be here. I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, everything, like, I've gotten nothing but, the Hoosier hospitality is very real, you know, and I've gotten nothing but open arms since I've been here, and it's been very, very easy to work with people that are generous, kind, and motivated, and, you know, they take you what you are. If you are a trustworthy person, they will take that, you know. To begin, I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada, and then I basically went to school there, and then leaving that, I pursued a career in music.
Did you go to University of Nevada, Reno?
No. I went to, I didn't go to school until later.
The only reason I say that is because the Huntington University basketball coach, men's basketball coach, he came here from the University of Nevada.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely have some friends that know him pretty well then. Yeah. But, yeah, I moved to Davis, California, which is right outside of Sacramento, to kind of pursue my first step in music. And I started off with acoustics just like anyone else. I had one of my friends that came down that was also a musician. We played before in bands in Reno, and we had something good, and we were like, yo, let's take this to L.A. And we had an opportunity to go to L.A. and ended up in L.A. and was pretty much there for about 23 years, I think. But the beginning part was basically focused on the musician thing, right? I was really pursuing that to the point where I was pushing school, right? Which I don't really suggest, you know, or recommend doing. You know, if I did it again, I would, you know, because I had opportunities to go to Berkeley and at a young age. And I said, nope. You know, at that point, Blink-182 was really hot. And it was like, well, they got signed when they were 17, so I have to go. I have to go now. We have to do this now. You know, so they put a big pressure on young youth, like getting signed, right? So having my experience, I spent about 10 to 15 years as a musician with a pretty successful band. I mean, we were signed with multiple labels, but the most, you know, relevant, I think, is Universal. We were with Universal about 5 years, did a, you know, toured plenty, came out with about 4 different albums, and just had a blast. It was a lot of fun, but I always told myself, if I wasn't a millionaire by 30, I'm going back to school. And I didn't hit the millionaire mark, so.
Well, you're doing fine, I think.
So I went back to school, and, you know, my studies was music composition, because I've always loved movies, and I always wanted to work in film. And, yeah, I spent about 7 years in school studying music, and right out of college, I had a bunch of friends in the industry, because we worked through my band, we worked with a lot of people in the industry. So I just kind of put my feelers out and be like, hey, I'm willing to intern just to kind of see how everything goes, just to see what happens. And one of my friends pointed me to Warner Brothers. And they're like, yo, yeah, we're looking for interns. And got in there. And that kind of started off that whole thing. I started off intern, and then I became employed.
Great.
Which was great.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about relocating to Huntington.
That was a little nerve-wracking. You know, I mean, it was at a very, very pinnacle time. I mean,
COVID had a little to do with
it. We're never going to, you know, forget the old COVID, right? So.
Interrupted by the bell, but we'll be fine.
Saved by the bell.
That's right.
Yeah, but, it was a scary time. L.A. was extremely excessive when it came to the shutdown. I mean, if you've seen any of those like zombie movies, it kind of started to look like that. Yeah. It was very scary.
By the way, for our black helicopter pilots that are listening, I said the word COVID on the air and the phone rings.
That has something to do with geofencing?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah,
but that was the motivator. And the funny thing too is Lori, about 10 years prior to moving back here, she always had this plan, and she stuck with it. I have to give her, you know, a lot of credit for that. She told everyone that her main like passion is to go back to Huntington and rebrand the town. She's been saying that 10 years before we even moved here. So at this point, I think it was like, just we have to go for it kind of thing. And it took a little convincing for me because I had family there. I had my nieces and my brother, and I was scared to death of them because we lived in like apartments out there. I mean, we had a nice little lot, but they're still apartments, right? We didn't really have a front yard, you know? And it was a little nerve-wracking with the kids and stuff like that. But then something kind of hit me the morning of when, you know, she was kind of pushing me, and it was like, you know, it was like, well, I gotta be there for my family. Like, Lori's my family. And it's time to go, and we'll see where we land. I don't know what happened, because we lost, I mean, we had about 6 months worth of shooting that we were doing. We were going to go to Mexico for 3 months, work with Sony, Mexico and Sony, and then go to Texas. We have a Texas client that we were working with, and then we were going to come to Indiana and just hang out for like a month and relax. And that all, it just ended that day. you know? So it was nice. I mean, once we actually made a decision and came out here, it was like the whole world changed.
Well, I'm really proud of what you're doing and honored to have been a part of it, and really appreciate your time this morning because I know your time's valuable, and you've continued the basics of what you've been doing, what you grew up doing, and brought it to Indiana and found a way to do that here in Indiana. Frankly, I suspect at a lifestyle and cost that are entirely better, I would think. If nothing else, the regulatory environment that you were working in
has to
be radically better.
Oh, when we got to our location here, we literally just fell to our knees and wept. You know, it was just so immense. Like we can breathe again, kind of thing. Yeah.
And the synergies that you have with Lance Clark at Huntington University and his program and what we're seeing around the region now is really encouraging for a lot of us.
We're real excited to be part of it. Honestly, it's like I feel like there's actual change that's really been happening through all of our different respective industries that, you know, we're all really pushing to make it to where we know Huntington can be, you know, and I think that's the thing that, you know, and that's just not a handful of people, that takes a force to do things like that, you know. And with Smiley Face Media, I'm just very fortunate that Lori started this, you know, 2015, and it's gotten to the success that it is now. I mean, we still remain to have our international clients, national clients, but right now we love to focus on, like, Northeastern Indiana, if not just Huntington at times too.
And the services that you're primarily doing at Smiley Face Media include what menu of activities?
So essentially we're a content marketing and branding company. So we started off being a content company, which is the video storytelling aspect and photography. We learned that learned through that process was, you know, marketing goes hand in hand with that, and we're already kind of doing it ourselves. So we're like, well, you know, instead of like pairing up with these marketing companies, why don't we just do that, offer those ourselves? And then Lori went to school for marketing and branding. So that's been very helpful for us to kind of bring that creative and marketing value to our clients. You know, like we always use the analogy for, especially our local clients, is, you know, if you look at us like a contractor, you know, so to better understand the arts behind content marketing is like, if you look at it as a contractor, you're more than willing to spend $5,000 to $15,000 on a sign outside of your building. I mean, that's just a given, right? I'm going to spend something to show people that we do this. Well, we're the same thing. But the difference is we're a sign that we're the first things that your potential clients are going to see, right? And it's encapsulated in a story of what you are and what you offer. You know, so it's almost more valuable than an actual physical site at times.
So for the listeners who want to learn more about the company, your website address is?
Oh, smileyfacemedia.com. Okay. That's S-M-I-L-E-Y, facemedia.com.
Okay. And you're on all the major social platforms
as well? Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate the chance to talk, and thank you for bringing your business to Huntington. We appreciate it. And with that, we'll go back to the seven decades of music that listeners can enjoy on Z103.com.